The American-led transformation of the Middle East, which was to be ushered in by the invasion of Iraq, has run into some early trouble.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
In Iraq, the celebration of liberation has begun to turn sour with a series of shooting incidents and anti-American demonstrations. Some 3,000 troops are being redeployed to Baghdad for what is called peace enforcement. The Bush administration, now anxious to transfer responsibility as early as possible, is encouraging the convening within a month of a sort of constituent assembly of various political factions and ethnic groups to elect a transitional government. That phrase has replaced interim authority, which implied American participation in governing for months or perhaps years. Meanwhile, in Saudi Arabia, the withdrawal of American combat forces has been announced. This is avowedly because they are no longer needed after the toppling of Saddam Hussein. But this represents a symbolic victory for the militant forces who have long denounced the presence of American troops on sacred soil as sacrilege. The expulsion of American forces was item number one on the videotaped 9/11 wish list of Osama bin Laden. It has been a cause celebre for militants since 1991, when Richard Cheney, then defense secretary, induced a Saudi government fearful of Iraq to accept American troops. The American presence has been a source of contention and a test of Saudi resolution ever since. In 1996, 19 American servicemen were killed and hundreds wounded in a truck bombing of a housing complex in Dahran. FBI Director Louis Free resigned 5 years later, widely reported to be frustrated with Saudi foot-dragging in the investigation. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld describes the planned withdrawal of American forces as simply one phase of a worldwide realignment of American military assets. But it's known that the royal family has been fearful of fundamentalist opposition that threatened the survival of the government itself. A government that feels it necessary to yield to such pressure does not look like a government that is an early candidate for democratic reform. The transformation of the Middle East clearly has a way to go. This is Daniel Shore.